Spring is in the air, and at Midas, that means a little more green in your pocket. You could save $50 on brakes and up to $150 on shocks and struts. Plus, while your car is getting a tune-up, schedule a little time for detailing at Sheridan Auto Spa and save 10%. It's like the savings are just pouring in. Protect your investment inside and out and save a few coins in the process. You'll get that new car feeling all over again at Midas Tire and Auto on East Brundage Lane in Sheridan.
Got a dream too big for the garage? Your business is growing and you need to step up your game. Synergy Shop Aluminium's a customizable warehouse base designed for trades, startups, and small businesses. They are ready to scale with high ceilings, large bay doors, and owner-friendly built-ins. More than a workspace, it's a foundation for your future. Synergy Shop Aluminium's. Own your space and build your business. Located near everything at 72 East Ridge Road. Contact Sheridan Realty Associates for a walkthrough.
This is the captain at Captain Clean. Do you have a giant mess you need cleaned up? Did you just build a house or building and can't tackle the amount of unforeseen sheetrock dust? Call our team at Captain Clean and let our experts take over. From post-construction cleanups to sewer backups, there is rarely a mess too big for us to tackle. Call Captain Clean today, 672-0726. Affordable choices for healthy living.
We clean more for you.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Good morning, Thursday, May 22nd, from Wyoming's Emerald City. I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, I am joined by Sheridan County Sheriff Levi Dominguez. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Floyd. It's great to be back, and you know, we were just talking beforehand about family and things, and so it's always great to kind of catch up, you know, especially I think I wasn't able to make it last month, and so.
It's good seeing, you know, when either you're out doing something or we can't make a show together, it just feels like we haven't seen each other in forever.
Yeah.
It just, the months go by. And I was actually having this conversation with another guest not very long ago. The older we get, the faster everything seems to go. You know, the rules of motion, I guess, you know. That the faster you're going, man, the time just flies right by you.
Yeah, and we talked about that even with, you know, our oldest son's a freshman and finished his freshman year of high school. And, you know, we've got my wife and I, we have three more years, full years with him before he's off. And so trying to find and letting him spread his wings and do things and trying to take all the time that we can have with him, you know, before he heads off to college or does whatever he decides to do, and just enjoying that time that we have with him now. You know, even going into graduation and stuff and thinking about those families of the, you know, their first, you know, children that are graduating and stuff. I'm like, that's just right around the corner.
Oh,
I can't imagine the emotions that they're feeling right now. So
it comes
for sure
so much faster than you think it's going to.
Yeah.
And as sheriff, I mean, you've got a full plate. What is that like, the work-life balance that you try to manage?
It's tough sometimes, you know, throughout the week, with weeknights and things like that, trying to get out to the communities for the town council meetings and, you know, if there's events going on and trying to be there, there's a lot of after hours, you know, in the evenings doing things. But I think what's really important for our family that we try to do together is when we're together, and I've written some articles about, you know, this in the paper and things, is, and this is for everybody, this isn't just for me, but when you're trying to balance your work, your career and your personal life, is you have to be very intentional with the time that you have with your family and the things you do, and be purposeful, and you can't fake it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if things are going on and so sitting down, our family, we go through what our schedules are like and where we're going, but that time we have together as a family, that's our time, right? I mean, of course, my phone's always on if something happens, you know, those things happen, but to really take that time to be in the moment,
be
intentional,
present.
Be present with your family is super important. And, I'm blessed that, you know, I have a family, that I do, that supports the things that I do and the career, but also we enjoy spending time together, and we support each other, and we're just, you know, we want our boys to be successful and to be good young men and respectful to the community, but to also enjoy their time with their friends, but also balancing that time that, hey, when we're together, we're going to enjoy ourselves as well.
And kind of want them to be present as well. I mean, you know, talking about having time with me and my daughter once a week, sit down and at least break down the week for me, you know, really have a moment together when we could talk about things openly, and we can be concise, and there were still things that, and maybe it's because she was a girl and I was dad and she didn't want to disappoint me, but now she's in her 20s and she's willing to tell the stories, you know.
Sure.
And you're like, when did you get away with that? it happens so fast. And then one day you're sitting around, you know, going, boy, I wish we had time for a call. But yeah, she's working two different jobs now, and wow.
Yep, you have to have that relationship with your family, with your children, you know, and I hope that our boys will always, no matter what, feel comfortable and trust us to come to us with anything. You know, that's something we have. Hey, you ever get yourself in a pickle or something, come talk to us. I mean, you're not the first person to go down that path or do mm-hmm. something like that. And you know, for whatever those reasons are, but you have to be honest. You have to, you know, so having those conversations with them on a regular basis for any parent and for their children is super important.
And that was one thing we did establish, you know, we'll deal with the fallout of whatever this is later. But if you're in a crisis, I am a text or a phone call away. No matter what, dad is going to be there. And we'll deal with, you know, whether it be yep. disappointment or, you know, maybe even some anger later on. But right now, let's just make sure that everything mm-hmm. is good and safe, and we'll worry about everything else later. Yep. But
you have to.
How's spring down at the sheriff's office?
It's going well. You know, whether we were talking upstairs before I came down, trying to, you know, maybe we're going to start seeing some more consistent weather of getting into that nice weather. But it's spring in Wyoming, right? Rain, yeah. rain one day, maybe a little bit of snow the next, and sunny blue skies, and then back and forth. But, you know, overall within the sheriff's office, you know, the spring we're sitting well. We've got one patrol position down in the sheriff's office, one detention position down. We're getting ready to, we're going through a promotional process for the patrol lieutenant for Devereaux Johnson's position, the patrol lieutenant under sheriff.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And so that's just wrapping up. You know, we've got some great candidates. It's really going to make my decision really tough, right? Because when you've, you know, always talking about leadership development and those types of things and you know, great candidates, and that's what you want, but mm-hmm. it certainly makes the decision tough. But I think overall, you know, we're sitting good, and you know, we're just going to kind of wait and see. You know, a couple of weeks ago, the county commissioners, you know, let the departments and offices within the county know that we have to reduce our budgets a little bit. So kind of in a holding pattern to see what that looks like. Hey, am I going to be able to fill that, you know, that vacant patrol position, that vacant detention position, those types of things? And are we going to have to, you know, have any staff reductions or not? So we're, you know, the county's yeah. going through all that right now. We've put together our budgets. And so, we're just kind of waiting and seeing, but overall, like I said, the spring is good. The staff is amazing. Seeing that through the promotional process, seeing, you know, the, you know, a lot of times you might see within a promotional process, something like this. Sometimes, you know, I haven't had this, but within other agencies, tensions could be high, right? Because people are wanting those. There's been none of that within our office.
No competition.
No, it's great. Everybody's supporting one another, you know, and that's the kind of culture that you want to have, and that, you know, the overall, you know, and so I give credit to the staff that we have, because those are the folks that we're hiring and are going out and serving our communities, that it's not about them. It's about the community, right? It's about yeah. the sheriff's office, and that's what comes first. And granted, yeah, there has to be some of that internal desire to want to do well and to continue on, but there's no hard feelings about that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing left over after the decision is made.
Yeah.
When you're facing a budget, like this, who do you like to surround yourself with to get these questions answered? Because that is tough, you know. They tell you, hey, we might have to reduce something. Okay, well, we don't know what that looks like. So how does one prepare a budget with so many question marks on the paper?
Well, you have to prioritize, right? You have to know, like, within the sheriff's office, the sheriff and the sheriff's office statutorily required to do certain things, you know, that those are, I always say, non-negotiable, right? When we're looking at, you know, like providing, you know, a jail for county inmates, right? We have to provide healthcare. We have to provide, you know, food and things like that and a work environment. We have to do certain things. We have to, you know, provide court security. All of these different statutory requirements that's required within state statute, you have to look at that, prioritize that. But we also have to keep the public, you know, public's interest and their safety, you know, up number one as well, but our staff safety and interest. And, you know, when your budget's comprised of, you know, with like any place, you know, ours is, you know, somewhere around 70% of our budget's personnel, you have a very, narrow margin of operational costs, you know, fuel costs for going, you know, patrolling and things like that. So you're kind of looking at all those different things, putting it together. So, you know, you rely on our staff. You know, what are we seeing? What do we need? You know, training, another one. You know, some of those are non-negotiable. Our deputies have to be trained at a certain level. They have to have so many training hours every year. And so those things, like, that non-negotiable, right? We have to balance that. Yeah, we're not, and I've always said that when we send our deputies to training, it's very specific, you know, and unique to the Sheridan County's needs, right? We're not sending people to Florida for some, you know, like, you know, water, you know, patrol or something like that, because we don't have that in Sheridan County. So, you know, being responsible, fiscally responsible is important, but our staff does a great job, you know, as far as, you know, our command staff getting together. All right, we're going through things. These are the options we have. Where can we reduce some a little bit? But it's tough when there's not a lot to reduce in the, you know, to begin with, when inflation and everything else and all the other prices are increasing, right? Costs, you know, they're going up. So, trying to reduce when the cost of everything is going up is difficult. But, you know, law enforcement, I always say public safety, you know, law enforcement, fire, EMS, we always find a way, because that's what we do. We're always faced with challenges. Mm-hmm. And so we come together, and I think our critical thinking skills are amazing, and because that's what we have to do. And so we'll figure out a way.
And I really like that you point that out, because it's very, even though, you know, everyone thinks about the chain of command and the things that you have to do, but you've got to make so many decisions when you're out there in the middle of the county by yourself. You know, you've really got to be at the top of your game when it comes to decision making and that critical thinking that you're talking about. And so as you get higher within those ranks, that expands out. And I always used to tell my troops, I want you to picture a target. And in the center of that target is you. You're the red dot. And all the expanding portions of that target are the ranks above you, but you're still at the center of that. Even though I've got to think about this, and the one past me has got to think about all of this, we still come back to that red dot. You have to keep your eye on the target at all times. And I think if you really keep that focus, it just makes everything easier. You know, focus on the people, and everything's good. Now, things are getting busier out there right now, though. As the spring comes out, so do we, crawling out from under our holes.
Yeah, you know, some questions are like, are you seeing calls for service increase? And yeah, we're starting to see that. You know, you're seeing nice weather coming out, so folks are going to come out. You know, they're doing more outdoor activities, so, you know, traffic's getting busier. We're seeing, you know, the kind of transition from, you know, the school year type into the summer, you know, where you're just more people are out and about, and you know, the propensity for things to happen increase when folks are traveling and moving about and getting out and interacting. So
things are increasing, and we just had National Police Week, where we got to honor those who've fallen, and a couple deputies actually went up to Washington, D.C. with the chief and Krenke's family.
Yeah, we were fortunate to be able to send three deputies from the Sheridan County Sheriff's Office to Washington, D.C. To honor and remember Sergeant Nevada Krenke. To be there, support his family, and to support the Sheridan Police Department, support our community, and never forget the sacrifice that that Sergeant Krenke made, and the sacrifice that all those others who have fallen in the line of duty made as well. And it was a great experience for those three deputies to go. Oh, I wish I could have sent our whole, all of our deputies to that, you know, but, to be able to send three, you know, to be there to support everybody along with other Wyoming law enforcement officers as well, but to stand next to, the Sheridan Police Department to support them and support, Sergeant Creakey's family was very important to us to make sure that we did that.
What an honor, you know, a somber moment, but, one that those deputies will never, ever forget, you know, what an honor. Safety considerations regarding Memorial Day. We're going to have a lot of people coming into town. This kind of kicks off our summer season. I got to get to a quick commercial break and then we'll come back and talk about that. We'll have more with our Sheridan County Sheriff right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Give your graduate a gift they can use anywhere with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. As a customer, you can load up to $1,000 on a gift card with no purchase fee. With a Visa gift card, they can buy gas, dine out, or treat themselves to something special. The options are endless. Make their big day even more memorable with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. Visit First Federal at 671 Illinois Street to purchase yours today. Member FDIC.
Heads up, whether it's at work, at home, or play, take a few seconds to look up and locate any overhead power lines. When working outside, be sure to keep yourself and any tools or equipment you're using at least 10 feet away. Teach your children to fly kites or toys in areas away from overhead power lines, and do not attempt to remove anything that has become tangled with a line. Always assume an overhead power line is energized and dangerous. A safety message brought to you by Montana Dakota Utilities, in the community to serve.
Mossholder's Memorial Day sale has begun. Every single purchase made now through Monday is being discounted. Select items right off the showroom floor or order in the perfect pieces for your style. Either way, you still save. Recliners, mattresses, sofas and rugs, sectionals, lamps, desks and bar stools. Whatever you're looking for, Mossholder's has quality choices for you. Stop by our 18,000 square foot showroom and see all that Mossholder's has to offer. That's Mossholder's Memorial Day sale going on now. Mossholder's, furniture is our passion.
Attention proud parents, excited siblings, and friends of the graduates. Join SheridanMedia.com for the live stream of Sheridan High School graduation, Sunday, May 25th at 11 a.m. Can't make it in person? No problem. Tell all your family and friends around the country that SheridanMedia.com has got you covered with a live stream in this monumental event. Get ready to cheer on your favorite graduates from the comfort of your own home. It's a day they've worked so hard for, and you won't want to miss a single moment. Sheridan High School graduation live stream is proudly presented in part by Century 21 BHJ, State Farm agent John Owen, The Country Pet Inn, Mossholder's, First Northern Bank, and Whitney Benefits Academic and Vocational Interest-Free Loans. Don't miss out. Join us live as dreams take flight at Sheridan High School graduation Sunday, May 25th. Live stream will begin at 11 a.m. on SheridanMedia.com. Click on the blue live stream button.
Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with the Sheridan County Sheriff, Levi Dominguez. And before we took a break, we were just starting on the subject of Memorial Day considerations. A lot of folks are going to be coming into town. This is kind of the beginning of the summer for a lot of folks, isn't it, Sheriff?
Yeah, this is the opportunity people start getting out there, kind of first big weekend of, you know, getting some time off and enjoying time with family. And, you know, we start to see the change in the weather and individuals trying to get up the mountains, going and enjoying activities. So, yep, kind of the kickoff to summer.
Now, one thing that also comes with this is something that we touched on just a little bit in the first half. Or the first section, and that's graduation. We got a lot of graduations happening right now. Some kids, as you said, spreading their wings.
Yeah. Nope. Yep. Graduation's kind of kicking off last weekend, this past Sunday. Claremont, you know, School District 3, they held their graduation. And we've got some graduations coming up this weekend, Sheridan High School. John Schiffer School. So John Schiffer School's, their graduation's May 24th. Sheridan High School's May 25th. Tongue River High School, May 31st, along with the Bighorn High School, May 31st. So, you know, Tongue River will be graduating first at 1 p.m., I believe. And then later in the afternoon, Bighorn High School will be graduating at 4 p.m.
A lot of folks coming in from out of town.
Yep. Yeah. Lots of folks coming in. So, you know, be patient. You know, you're going to see an increased traffic, going to see increased individuals coming in, probably enjoying themselves downtown, you know, shopping. So pedestrians walking around, there's going to be probably a lot of kind of backyard barbecues going on. And I always say this, like, just, you know, as we have, you know, all of us that live and grew up in this area that are familiar with our streets and how to get places, remember that other folks, this may be their first time coming here, or this may be, you know, they get into the Sheridan area to visit family maybe once a year, once every few years, so they're not as familiar. So they might be slowing down to try to find, you know, their Google Maps are telling them, turn right here, or you know, a couple more blocks up here. They're going to be slowing down. Be patient, you know. We live in a great place. You know, we were in Boston earlier in April, enjoying some time for a quick weekend trip, and you know, the horn honking, you know, when you're walking around, it's just like, oh my goodness, that's not the Wyoming way, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so please, you know, just be patient with those individuals and slow down, watch for traffic, watch for, you know, kids and soccer balls coming out onto the street and the roads, and because people are just enjoying themselves.
Absolutely. And you know, the horn honking.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean,
excuse me. That's something that I never ever got used to in urban environments. It makes me jump every time. One thing I wanted to touch on you, something that you sent me, is the Valor Academy. What is the Valor Academy?
Yeah, you know, and I put that in there. I reached out. We've got some great family friends whose kids, you know, and I've got one of my cousins and his children go to the Valor Academy, and reached out that, you know, it's kind of a newer school, but I wanted to say, hey, are you graduating yet? They haven't had a graduating class yet. So okay. I think next year will be their first graduating class. And so, you know, the Valor Academy, you know, it was kind of a grassroots kind of effort, but, you know, I don't want to speak on behalf of them, but it's, you know, they provide a Christian education,
okay,
that supports, you know, students' unique needs and abilities and fosters that creative, you know, excellence among that. So it's a Christian, you know, private school, here within Sheridan County. And so they do great things. I get the opportunity to come to speak to some of their classes, you know, throughout the year every now and then, and come to their, you know, their programs. And, it's a very, you know, while our boys don't go to the school, but you know, just the environment is just, it's amazing when you walk in there and just accepting and they're doing great things there.
And so next year we may see some graduation, or some kids graduating from the Valor Academy next year, and they'll be added to that list.
Yep. They'll be added to that list. So I think last year I reached out about that, and they're like, not yet. And
not just
this year. And they're like, next year is the first. Yeah. Next year, I believe, is the first year that they'll have some.
Wow. So can you imagine being the inaugural graduation?
And I think
class,
it is, and I don't want to speak on behalf of them. Maybe they have had, I'm not quite sure, but they haven't had any, so I don't want to say that, you know, but I'm almost certain. I mean, they'd probably be great folks to come on and speak in regards to their school and the
more Valor, options, but to education, you mm-hmm. know what I mean. I think that's the more options the better. Okay, now one thing that we did want to touch on, Red Grade is open to wheeled vehicles, correct?
Yeah. And so, you know, say that with yesterday we were able to fully open Red Grade, the county's portion of Red Grade, yesterday. And when we say open, I always try to let folks know and try to educate the public that Red Grade's never closed, right? There's restrictions, you know, on certain times, and sometimes it's restricted to track vehicles only for the safety through the winter time. Because the grooming, the trails grooming crew will groom Red Grade Road all the way down and to the face of the mountain, to the snowmobile turnouts when there's good snow. And so what you don't want to have is, you don't want to have wheeled vehicles and snowmobiles, you know, on the same and things like that. And so that's one of the reasons. And Red Grade is, you know, during, you know, the wintertime, it's you know, can be dangerous. It can be it can get really ice covered and you know, things like that. So people always say, you closed Red Grade. I'm like, no, there's still options to get up there. It's just restricted to wheeled vehicles right now. And in years past, historically, the county had passed a resolution that Red Grade was restricted to tracked vehicles only between December 15th and April 1st. And we're seeing different weather, and weather changes now. So it could be super nice, Red Grade completely dry. You know, you have cabin owners up on the mountain, some private, you know, cabin owners and some other, and super dry. And, you know, after the first of the year, there's no snow, but it's hard on tracked vehicles. So, you know, that was always kind of, you know, some folks came, hey, that doesn't make sense. We'd like to maybe spend our Christmas Eve up in the cabin, but we'd have to take a tracked vehicle up on this dry road, right?
Where right.
We can drive right to it. Or likewise, I got more inquiries or concerns when we'd open up, fully open up Red Grade Road to wheeled vehicles on April 1st, because they're like, there's no reason, nobody should be driving on that road right now on wheeled vehicles. With wheeled vehicles, because it's snow still, you know, deep and things like that. And so the county commissioners kind of, you know, amended that resolution to kind of give a little bit more flexibility. The sheriff's office, in conjunction with Road and Bridge, will look at that. So this past year was the first year, and there's going to be some growing pains. You know, we're able to get those cabin owners up because there was no snow until after the 1st of January, right?
Yeah.
And so they were able to drive up there. Likewise, you know, County Road and Bridge has been up there for several weeks. I mean, kudos, my hat's off to them. They've been clearing the road of snow. Earlier, you know, last month in April, we were able to kind of open up part of Red Grade Road to like the Bear Gulch parking lot up there because they're able to clear the snow. But they're like, we can't, the snow is too deep. We can't go any further at that point in time. And then they've been working on it and got it all the way to the county's portion. The county's portion of Red Grade Road ends up near Dome Lake Road at the intersection of Dome Lake and Red Grade Road. They go a little further to Twin Lakes. It allows the city crews to get up for water, and then it's an easier turnaround area, but it's cleared all the way up to there. And so we were able to open that up to wheeled vehicles yesterday. And what I'll tell you is that we've seen, you know, over the years, we've seen when Red Grade does open up to wheeled vehicles April 1st, tow trucks are having to go up there, get people out. We're seeing search and rescue missions, you know, people getting called because they're getting stuck going into areas they shouldn't be going. Very reduced this year with that first year. We didn't have, you know, tow trucks going up there every week to get vehicles. And so I know it takes change. People don't like change and things like that, but we're trying to do what's best for everybody and safety. And so that's where we're at with that.
And so folks, you know, if they happen to kind of keep track of this, that's the change.
That's
the big change that's going on, where you get this confusion and people are saying, hey, that's supposed to be open by now.
Mm-hmm. And the signs are still up. And so we're trying to work through some of those. I mean, now that it's open, you know, we were getting some press releases out when it was partially opened, you know, getting up to Bear Gulch and, you know, things like that. And so we, I think as a county, you know, we'll go back to the drawing board and say, how can we make, you know, the, efforts of communicating with the public a little bit better. And so, you know, come up with some ideas and how can we do that more effectively, so that way everybody is aware of that. And so, but it'll take time, but
yeah. And so depending on the year, it might open early.
Yeah.
Yeah, might close depending late.
On, yep. Yeah. It may be restricted to tracked vehicles a lot earlier. It might be, you know, I mean, somewhere, you know, that mid December, end of December, or, you know, likewise, it could be opened up to fully open to wheeled vehicles earlier, a little bit later, just depending on the snow. I mean, there's still, I mean, I think this week there was five to 8 inches of snow that they got up there. So, I mean, like, you know, that press release I put out, hey, be careful. This is still kind of 4x4. You just don't be going up in your, you know, your little sedan thinking
the little
you can
Miata,
go up there. And,
right?
Yeah, because it's, yeah. And please, I ask public, you know, stay on the roads. You know, don't try to force your way through. You cause resource damage. You know, be mindful of that common sense. 90% of the public uses their brain and common sense. The other 10%, unfortunately, that's where some of the, you know,
the big ruts come from.
Yep. So,
okay. Is there going to be any construction up there this year that you know of, sir?
You know, up on Red Grade, I, you know, they're there was a lot of construction, of course, this not construction, but with the fire and stuff and kind of clearing that way. You know, I'm not sure when the red grade stuff all kicks off for some of the road up in that area, but I know they're, you know, planning for some of that. But construction season, you know, again, is kicking off everywhere. So be mindful of that slowdown in those construction zones. County Road and Bridge, Sheridan County Road and Bridge, they'll be out in the county roads grading, kind of resurf, like getting those county roads back into, you know, from the winter and you know, the, you know, all the different
the washboards
and the, you know, potholes and things like that. Likewise within the city of Sheridan and out on the highways and stuff. So slow down, you know, those construction workers, please give them space to work, be patient, and be safe.
Now, I've always had this thought, just let them do their job and not have to worry about what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. You know, I think everybody can kind of identify with that, you know, let me do my job.
Cause yeah, it's pretty simple. And be appreciative of it. Right.
Yeah.
I, you know, like I said, Road and Bridge, you know, big time winner plowing the, you know, all of the snow plow operators, but you know, keeping the streets and the county roads and the highways and the interstates, you know, cleared so we can travel safely. Their work's not done after that. They turn around, they go, okay, all right, we take the plows off of the snow trucks, or we take the plows off the trucks, and now we're hauling gravel, we're doing different things, and we're getting the roads prepped for summertime now, so that they're safer for the spring, summer, and fall. And so it's just, you know, and so.
One of those jobs that there's never really a break.
No. Nope.
There's never really a downtime. Now, speaking of spring, you and I have sat and discussed flood preparations and things like that in the past. What are you hearing this year, sir? Should we start prepping? Is there a concern? And I know with the Elk Fire, that's something that we want to touch on.
Yeah. It's kind of an unknown, right? I mean, the propensity for flooding in areas that we've never seen flooding before is at a higher level, especially with the burn scars with on the Elk Fire, you know, up north, and we see flooding. But, you know, we're going to see of, you know, in years past, we knew the areas that typically flooded, that was just a common occurrence, and we knew how that was going to, what that looked like and kind of where to provide resources or get resources to monitor that. With the Elk Fire, you know, burning 100,000 acres of the Front Range and the mountains and drainages that were burned and things like that. We don't know that whole pattern's going to change, and it's going to change, you know, every year for the next 5, 7, 10 years, and things are going to change from debris flows and you know, maybe slides and stuff into those drainages, and so we have to just be prepared for that. And I think we have a great working relationship with everybody that's going to be affected, or our stakeholders from, you know, the Forest Service, the county, all the municipalities, the private landowners, you know, even organizations that are coming in, you know, that are wanting to tackle this, you know, the Conservation District and, you know, just other business owners that are, hey, we want to help, and private landowners, but we don't know what it's going to look like. So we're, you know, the county, the emergency management's put up some extra stream gauges to monitor debris flow and water and things like that, so we can have an idea. And so we just have to be out and be prepared for that.
Yeah. And you know, when I think about flooding, I think about the debris that's going to be hitting, you know, within ditches, probably culverts,
bridges. You know, we don't know. I mean, I've sat through some of those workshops throughout the year, you know, throughout the winter, kind of seeing how do we prepare for flooding, because you know, everybody thinks, oh, the fire's over, nothing. Like, no, now we started as soon as the fire, you know, was you know, contained, and looking at that. I mean, even before that, we were talking flooding in the midst of the fire, because you know, you knew that was going to be a result of the fire, and so trying to plan already for that, and so the workshops through the winter and things like that. So they're getting folks. I know that I think Forest Service and the county, and they're getting, I mean, they're flying some drones into the drainages to take a look. They're kind of starting to get out and kind of see what can be done, but it is kind of an unknown. I mean, we can predict to some regards that flooding, you know, may, and I always think though too, we've kind of had this, like the snow is coming and going, we're not getting this huge, you know, heat and then rain and everything. So, I mean, it, like, you know, I'm kind of going like, all right, if we can kind of keep this kind of edging out to where we're not kind of just all once, have we had years where we've
ease
had flooding?
Into the summer. Yeah. Hopefully just a nice, easy warming as opposed to, gosh, what was it last year, 2 years ago? Felt like there was no spring.
No, it was just runoff. I mean, it just melted and it was all coming down, and you see flooding and you know, damages, you know, the roads and bridges and culverts, like you said, private property. And
maybe Mother Nature will show us a little bit of mercy this year. On that, I got to take a quick commercial break. We're going to have more with our Sheridan County Sheriff when we come back. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
For a busy summer tourism season, be prepared for extra business with First Federal Bank and Trust Cash Management Solutions. Our local cash management experts will help you streamline your cash flow and minimize risk so you can focus on delivering exceptional service to your customers. Visit efirstfederal.bank to contact our cash management team today. Make this summer your best yet with the help of First Federal Bank and Trust, Sheridan's only mutual bank. Member FDIC.
Talking with Bill at Tales of the City and the pre-Memorial Day sale.
All of our products, Victor, Next Level, Nature's Logic, from all those are actually going to be off 10%, which equates to anywhere from $7 to $10 off a bag.
And remember, Tales of the City has a new location.
218 West Burkett, and that's just west to the courthouse parking lot, right straight across the street from the Salvation Army Church.
Pre-Memorial Day sale on right now at Tales of the City.
Hi, this is Jill Bates with the Bates Team at Best.
And this is Colton Bates. It's one thing to put your home on the market during the best time of the year this spring, but our team wants you to have a full-scale launch onto the market.
That's right, Colton. We believe in every single detail mattering when it comes to staging, presentation, and targeted marketing for an all-out best effort in getting your home sold.
If you want to see the service you're paying for, keep a constant line of communication, and relieve yourself of any work and stress, work with the best.
Use the spring season for all it's worth and choose the best for all your real estate needs.
Give us a call at 675-BEST and visit bestwy.net today.
This is the Captain with Captain Clean. Have your dryer vents been cleaned recently? As a leading cause of home fires, Captain Clean recommends dryer vent cleaning every 6 months. Our specialized equipment allows us to reach every inch of your dryer vent to ensure peace of mind. Call Captain Clean today at 672-0726 and sign up for our fire protection plan, where we pre-schedule the dryer vent cleanings for you so you never forget. Call Captain Clean, affordable choices for healthy living.
Ladies and gentlemen, Doug Wooden at Waring Chevrolet has lost his mind.
Bob, I'm fine. I'm just extending the buy three tires and get the fourth for a buck deal through May 31st. Our response in April was over the tire.
Doug, that's called over the top, not over the tire. Next thing you know, you'll be handing out free tires and a tire swing for grown-ups.
Come for the tires first, then stay for the terrible jokes if you want.
Extended through May 31st, buy three tires, get the fourth for a dollar. Waring Chevrolet, 107 East Alger, online, waringsheridan.com. Tire swing for grown-ups not included.
Hi, this is Taylor, front of house manager at Frackleton's here on Main Street in downtown Sheridan, where great food is just the beginning. From the moment you walk in, our team is dedicated to making your dining experience exceptional. Your server isn't just here to take your order. They're here to guide you, offering recommendations, pairing flavors, and ensuring every detail is just right. Whether it's cocktails at happy hour, a date night for two, or a family celebration, we make every occasion memorable. Book your table early at Frackleton's.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. This morning we're speaking with our Sheridan County Sheriff, Levi Dominguez. Now, we were talking about flooding. I had to take a quick commercial break. We're back and we've got some locations for you. Years past, if you've had a flood type situation on your property, I would suggest just simply going out, maybe getting these sandbags from these various locations and being prepared. It's always good to have them and not need them than need them and not have them. Sheriff, where can we pick these up?
You can pick those up. You know, we've got kind of sandbag filling locations at the City of Sheridan Service Center, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4 p.m. You could pick them up at the Story Fire Hall, the Bighorn Fire Hall, the County Shop, which is just south of the Girls' School, Monday through Thursday. The gate closes at 4:30 p.m. County Fairgrounds, the west side near the fence line. And then in Ranchester, behind the Ranchester Town Hall and the Dayton Town Shop. So we've got locations spread around throughout the county. And again, we were talking earlier before the break that while it's an unknown of different areas that are going to flood, I mean, we're going to have flooding this year, like we do every year. But to the degree and what it looks like, that may be worse in some areas and it may be new in other areas that mm-hmm. you've never seen flooding before. So be prepared for that. You know, we'll be monitoring it. You know, our deputies are out patrolling, you know, and so then when they see flooding, they report that back. They'll get in touch with, emergency management or myself or County Road and Bridge if we're having road issues or things like that. But and if you have flooding in areas, and especially if you have flooding in areas that you've never had flooding before, please let the county know. Because we want to know about that, because again, we've got our areas where we know that we're going to flood, but then there's that new areas that may flood too.
The unknown factor because of that dang fire.
And just a couple of safety tips before we talk a little bit moving on, but especially on the roads and things, you know, we talk about this probably every year, but that turn around, don't drown. You know, when you get into an area and you're seeing water washing over a roadway, you know, don't drive through that, especially in the evening or not, but you have no idea what's under there. That could be nothing under there. It could be super deep and you think you're going to drive through it and your vehicle may, you know, your vehicle may go
tip
by
right
it.
Into
yeah,
it.
Tip
yeah.
right into it. You know, 6 inches of fast moving water can knock adults off their feet and sweep them away.
Mm.
12 inches of moving water can carry off a small car. And then 18 to 24 inches of moving water can carry away larger vehicles, including trucks, vans, and SUVs. And
wow.
Again, we don't know what's under there. So, you know, I had this talk with our son who's driving for, like, you come across water like that, you know, you don't know if the road's been washed out, sinkholes, whatnot, have you, and you get yourself in some trouble.
What was a culvert at the beginning of the year may just now be a big hole or a big ditch in the road for all we know, and it could be underneath there. I've seen situations like that happen to people, and so make sure follow the sheriff's advice. He recommends turning around. There's nothing wrong with that. Not only that, but once you get to your destination, call the sheriff's office. Let them know, hey, we've got standing water at this location over top of the road, and it needs to be fixed. So keep that in mind, folks. And again, if you happen to see areas flooding that do not traditionally flood, or maybe you don't know the ones that are traditional, if you see flooded areas, call the sheriff's office, let them know. Call Jesse Ludikaus over at Sheridan County Emergency Management so something can be done about it. All right, Sheriff, every month we end up talking about scams. This month you wanted to look at some of the ones that have kind of swept through the county.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a great idea if we just look kind of at a snapshot, broad view kind of picture of what we've seen for scams throughout Sheridan County. And, you know, and initially just talk about, you know, that we've talked about the stats, but last year, you know, Americans lost over $12.5 billion due to fraud and scams. And it's increasing. You know, I think it was a 25% increase from 2023. And what we see here, the tactics of these scams are constantly evolving, right? They're trying to get one step ahead and get in those. But some of those scams, you know, we see they make their rounds, and then we don't see it for a little bit, and then they come back around. But you know, the imposter scams, you know, that's one that we've seen. That's particularly kind of government, you know, type of imposter. They're trying to impersonate whether it's, you know, law enforcement personnel calling saying you have a warrant, you need to go buy you know, gift cards and give us the gift card numbers over the phone. And cryptocurrency now is, hey, you transfer money this way. They're impersonating the courts, you know, judges calling, those types of things. They're impersonating now hospitals and healthcare.
Wow.
You know, so, you know, hey, we're with, you know, a hospital and you need to pay a bill or this or that, and then doing those types of things. So those are constantly, you know, evolving. And people, again, we always, the courts aren't going to call you. The sheriff's office, sometimes depending on, we may call if it's like a traffic citation you forgot to pay and we see it come up, we may call you, but we're not going to say, pay us over the phone. Hey, like, go take care of this, you know, go to circuit court right away, pay that bill or not. You know, we'd hate to see you get pulled over and get arrested for a, you know, a traffic citation, but we will never demand money over the phone. And that's the one thing that's, try to stress to the citizens and the public, that we will not, the courts will not demand money over the phone. Law enforcement will not demand money over the phone. Hospitals will not be demanding money over the phone. They're going to ask you to come in. They're going to ask you, you know, but so don't provide that information. Again, on those ones, if you're unsure, hang up, give us a call, and do that type of thing. Another scam that we see that comes and goes, and I just had somebody, you know, earlier text me and said, hey, look at this one. It's that online social media, the buying and selling on social media, yeah. Right? And weather's getting nicer, so you're going to see that one, you know, hey, we're holding a garage sale or something, and they're going to post a bunch of items, you know, online, and they're going to be some good items. You're like, man, that's a great deal. Hey, and, you know, if you want it, you know, go ahead and message me right now and we can get it to you. We'll make a deal and then I'll take it off of the, you know, nobody can sell it. So you'll message that individual and they'll be like, yeah, I want that. Well, we've got a lot of people. If you go ahead and Venmo me, or I can't even keep track of all the different ways you can pay, you know, person to person or different things, but provide me payment and then you can come and pick it up. That is a huge, huge red flag. I mean, that's one of those, nope, I'm not going to provide you anything until I, you know, am able to come and take a look at it and see that thing. And I would personally, unless you know the person, I would not be doing any type of Venmo, you know, unless I'd be doing some sort of cash or things like that. And especially don't do it before you don't see it and know that you can make that transaction. Another online romance type of things, you know, especially some of the, you know, single folks and elderly folks, they kind of are, you know, not understanding, you know, online. And so they're getting into these online dating apps or doing different things and starting to kind of develop a relationship with people. And, hey, I'm in a really down time and, you know, I love you and I'm going to come and visit you soon. But I need some money to get me through this month. So you have folks wiring money, sending money, and it's not going to those individuals, right? It's going to some Ponzi scheme kind of type of, you know, where they're getting money, you know, offshore accounts or into just countries and things like that. And so, but loss of money through bank transfers, things like that. And, so that's a huge one. Like the bank transfers now, cryptocurrency, you know, is becoming big where we're seeing some of that. Loan forgiveness, you know, is another one that's coming through. Hey, we'll forgive your loans if you just, you know, give us your personal information, give us, you know, bank account information, those types of things. We'll look into that and make sure that's good. Again, and then the last one that I want to talk about, you know, is those younger folks falling into these, and that's, you know, teenage, you know, even junior high, teenage technology's becoming such, you know, to where we want to watch out for those kids because they might, you know, get coerced into sending stuff that they shouldn't be sending. You know, I said it before, like, don't ever send anything that you wouldn't want your mom or grandmother to see, right? But as soon as those images or something get sent out, it's immediate turnaround blackmailing them. Hey, if you don't send me money, I'm going to send these out to these photos or whatever out to everybody. And you know, you get kids that get scared. We were talking earlier, like, hey, you got, if anything ever happens, talk to me right away. But they start, you know, they'll be doing things and they're getting like, you have to keep doing this, otherwise I'm going to tell folks. And so they continue to do it, or they continue to send money because they're worried that it's going to get out. And then the stress builds up with kids. They don't know how to deal with it and other things. And it just snowballs and takes effect.
Just and hiding it all because of shame, embarrassment. They don't want, you know, especially mom and dad to know. I can't believe that stuff even happens, but it does. So check with the kids, folks, and make sure that they understand that, you know, it's just one of those things that comes with the technology. We got to sit the kids down. We got to have these tough conversations. We have to look at them and just be as honest as possible and say these bad actors are out there and this is what they're looking to do. And so you've got to take measures yourself. You know,
yeah, it's, be it's, nosy. Yeah, I always tell parents, nosy. Be nosy. Get in their business. Like you will. Yeah, I know. But as long as you early on, if kids are starting to get phones and iPads and stuff and just set the parameters right off the bat, you know, that's what we did with our boys. And I suggest doing that with other parents is I'm going to be checking your phone, you know. When you go to sleep, you know, your phone's out here. It doesn't go in your rooms. That's, you know, that's good how we rule. Parent. And
yep.
We check those things. We want to make sure they're not getting anything. And they know that, right? And so it's not a surprise that we're checking their phones every so often. It's not that we don't trust them. It's just I don't trust the people that are out there, right? Yeah. And they have their ways of coming in. And so, but, you know, it's for their safety. And we've never had any issues when it comes to that. I mean, that trust is important. And it's not that I don't trust our children. It's just we need to keep them safe.
Yes, yes. And that's another thing when people are, you know, say, well, you got to respect their privacy. I'm sorry, but up to the age of 18, there's a certain amount of respect that you give them, but then you have to do your job as a parent. Protect the kids. As you said, Sheriff, it's not about the kids. It's about protecting the kids from the outside actors. That's what we're looking to do. We're not trying to invade anybody's privacy. It's just the idea. We're trying to keep them safe, and it happens every day. So these are measures that I personally feel must be taken.
Absolutely.
Sir, I've run out of time.
That's
with you.
Fine. You're good.
I love having you come in. I greatly appreciate you and what the team does out there. Please be safe heading out there this
Thank
year.
Thank you. Appreciate being on here.
You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Shared.
Planning for a busy summer tourism season? Be prepared for extra business with First Federal Bank and Trust Cash Management Solutions. Our local cash management experts will help you streamline your cash flow and minimize risk so you can focus on delivering exceptional service to your customers. Visit efirstfederal.bank to contact our cash management team today. Make this summer your best yet with the help of First Federal Bank and Trust, Sheridan's only mutual bank, member FDIC.
Shan Foster with Country Pet Inn on why training your dog is important.
Well, I kind of compare it to a child. Typically what we say is Junior's going to go to school. He's going to at least get a basic education, hopefully high school at the least. But through that, he's going to learn rules of the house, you know, taking out the trash, cleaning off the supper table, doing the dishes, mowing the lawn. Why doesn't our dog have certain duties? And so at the least, what I recommend is a GED for a dog, and that's basic obedience. The sitting, the staying, the downs. The come command, of course, is the most important. That could save a dog's life. Leave it is a super handy command, telling the dog, hey, whatever you're doing right now, don't do it anymore. It should have some sort of structure. It needs a job, it wants a job. So those are the things that I encourage people to look at in their dogs. How can this animal benefit us?
Find out more about training, boarding, and doggy day camp online at thecountrypetinn.com or call Shan Foster at 674-8542.
A-Line Roofing and Exterior says let's step back and give our personal gratitude and deep appreciation to our troops, living veterans, and those who gave their lives. We stand in awe of their dedication, discipline, and are humbled by their sacrifice. This reminder from A-Line Roofing and Exteriors, your roofing, siding, and gutter installation and repair experts. Visit alineexteriors.com or call 307-763-1179 or stop in at 554 East Brundage Lane in Sheridan.
Are you searching for the perfect way to express your patriotism for your country and state? Look no further than the Sheridan Commercial Company. Hi, Kurt Smith here. We have a wide variety of U.S., Wyoming, and Montana flags all ready for you to proudly display with Memorial Day, Flag Day, and the 4th of July coming up. Now is a great time to get your flags. We also serve as a drop-off location for your worn flags. Every day is a great day to fly your flag. The Sheridan Commercial Company at 303 Broadway. Open 7 days a week.
If you're looking for somewhere to score some sweet deals before you head into the weekend, then do we have the place for you. Just head over to SheridanMedia.com and look for the Hot Buys button every Thursday from 4 a.m. to 8 p.m. on the homepage. When you click through, you'll find deals every week starting at 50% off of retail value. You'll find everything from dining certificates to household items to health and beauty certificates and everything in between. Hot Buys, every Thursday from 4 a.m. to 8 p.m. only on SheridanMedia.com.